Stop it. Run that rhythm, yeah. Hold on, because, you know, I'm all nervous right now. Toronto, I'm so excited right now. I'm excited for you right now, because what is about to happen is not normal. So I'm going to have to get there. Yeah. I'm getting a bit cross. Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Yeah, you understand? Hold on, let me make sure that microphone's up right there.
You. Oh, check God. One, check. Check, select.
Hold on.
Yo.
All right, okay. Let's do a thing.
Could not stick in it. Hey.
If you don't know, hold on there. Hold on.
Heat up. Heat up. Come on, some liquid.
This is y'all. I'm like a child in a candy store right now. People, you don't even know we are live. Go to Flow98.7. As a matter of fact, go to @SpecsTheBoss on the Instagram right now. Call a friend, tell a friend, message a friend, WhatsApp a friend, email a friend, you know, scream to a friend right now, family member, loved one. We got the one and only, and I don't think this has ever been done in Toronto, Canada, apart from the time I get hang up on the phone from him one time, long time ago. But we got the one and only Mr. Grung Godzilla, the five-star general, the warlord, the poor people governor, Mr. All Black Attack. We got the one and only Bounty.
I'm black and white, you, me not today.
Yeah, you need to mash up my dress code. We got Bounty Killer here, people. This is absolutely incredible. It's amazing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I came to Jamaica here for Shaggy's Island Conference, and I just got an energy and a vibe. And the first person I saw as an artist, as soon as I landed in Jamaica, you know, on a Sunday, you have to go run a Bounty Sunday, go check the general off, and make sure you're good in a Jamaica, you're tinging the odd on, you know what I mean? So the people them know and see the association, and, you know, every night I've seen you, and you make sure we're all right, you govern with ting, and to have you here live right now in Toronto, in Jamaica, in Toronto right now is
Jamaica.
Absolutely incredible.
We're in Toronto, in Jamaica.
Yeah.
T that in the building.
Literally. Now, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to see you once again. Usually I get to see you once a year on the Jamrock Cruise. This year, get to see you 2 times in 1 year. And when I got to Jamaica, I really understood the energy and the vibe and the vibrancy. You know, how important it is for us to be down here and be a part of the grung and see what's going on in the streets. And you told me, you know, you're off it in the streets. And when I told you I might be staying an extra little longer, you're like, that is right. You see me, I deal with, because
exactly.
I'm seeing the young artists. I'm seeing the vibes. I'm seeing everything. And I want you to explain to Toronto right now what you meant by, you know, have to be in the streets.
Well, you got to stay rooted. You got to stay connected. You got to be in the aura of the people, because it can't be a remote thing. It has to be direct. You can't do the virtual thing and have the spirit of the people. You got to go among the people to feel the people's spirit. You can't watch me on a film or a video and feel the real direct energy. You can feel it virtually, but physically is a different thing. Looking on me on a film or a pic, yeah, you can't feel my aura, but you can't feel my soul unless you're among me. Really? So we stay to the soul and the core of the people. And that's how I still can do it at 50. And it's not hard to know what to say to the 16-year-old or a 20-year-old.
Bounty Killer, I can't believe this is absolutely crazy. When we made the decision to stay in Jamaica, I have to be in Toronto to do my job on the radio. It's a commercial station, and, you know, it's the business of the business. And,
yeah.
You know, we made the decision before I even talked to my boss and all. I said, I have to stay here and put my life on the line, put my job on the line, because I got to do this, you know, for the diaspora. And, you know what I mean? And make that sacrifice for the next person after me to make it easier. And now understanding why I'm here, and give thanks to, you know, my team over there at Flow98.7 for trusting me to be able to, you know what I mean, keep it professional, keep everything timing and the right and proper way. But, you know, being there on the ground right now, it's very important. I see it, you know, with the everyday life, you know, just some of the kids that don't have no, you know what I mean, money to go to school, and how they're suffering and they need help.
Yeah,
you know,
the struggle continues. It's real. There's people who still can't afford a pound of flour and a pound of sugar. It never stops.
And the prices are almost more expensive than they are in Canada and the U.S. here in Jamaica. And how did that even work out when minimum wage can't even take care of, you know what I mean, you know, some rice and some butter?
Well, the government, I don't think they kind of care about the lower class people. I think they have to fetch for themselves, because there is no youth development, and there is no there is no assistance. All right, back in the days, we used to have a thing named food stamp. Mm-hmm. At least them give out some food stamp to poor people who cannot really afford to buy meals. And I don't even see them thing. They used to have something named Jamal for people who drop out of school, free schooling. Those things is not in the society again, so we all have to look out for ourselves. That's why I try to do what I can do. I have my little charity and I do what I can do whenever I can do.
And I see you doing a lot on the ground, and your respect is like almost godly down here in godly God, madly mad. You know what I mean? The way that, you know, the people them look to you because you're like a voice of the people. And not only because you're like a voice of the people, you're with the people. Because I see you in the streets with the people, amongst the people.
Yeah, that's the life. You know what I mean? They gave me the energy. They gave me the vibration.
Well, they have to, because I'm like, how do you do it? You know what I mean? You're out almost every night amongst the people, 3-4 places at one time. When you move, everybody move, and it's like you dictate, you know, where, you know what I mean? Who we're going to support next, which dance we're going to support next, which style we're going to support next, which food we're going to support
next. You have to have a ringleader. You got to have a ringleader. I'm not a gang leader, but I'm a ringleader. So I lead the ring, you know?
Real bounty killer.
Because they know I'm a vibe, man. I ain't going no fool, daddy place. If I'm there, this place is popping.
For real.
Because I ain't wasting my health and my wealth. I'm out there wasting my time, my energy, my wealth, my health, everything. I got to get back something. So if the play is not popping, it's not happening.
Flow 98.7, broadcasting from my sister station, Bridge 99. And this is an amazing moment. Now, Bounty Killer, you haven't been to Canada in so long. Everybody make sure we are live at Bounty Killer right now on my Instagram, at SpecsTheBoss. But you haven't been to Canada in so long. And the question right now
How many years? I haven't even remember.
I think
How
maybe last time was
I know it's more than a decade.
I'm going to say 2006 when you're supposed to be at the Air Canada Center with you, Elephant, Lady Saw, Shaggy, and somebody else.
So that's right, like after the 17 years now.
Yeah, a long time. As a matter of fact, everybody right now, I want everybody, we're going to start a petition in Canada. Everybody, hey, we're going to petition for Bounty Killer in Canada. So write your MPs, you know, write the government, you know, all those listening, because we are the only black station in all of Canada. You know what I mean? The only commercial black station in all of Canada that plays reggae, dancehall, soca, R&B, hip-hop, and trap, but more world beat music than anything else. So we're going to start this petition, because the work that you do in Jamaica, I don't think... You know, I know that the government, they know the work they do, but they don't understand how important you are to the rest of the world and the diaspora.
As I told you, the government don't care about the people, so they don't care what you do for the people. That's not their concern. I'm sure they know exactly what I'm doing, and they've seen it, and they don't really care. They don't recognize that, and they don't even happy, because they don't want we to elevate ghetto people, because ghetto people is really politician investment. They create the poor to have their supporters. So they don't really want to elevate the poor. What they do, they assist the poor in the poor situation. They don't want to help them out of it. Because once they get out of that situation, the mind elevates and they think more hopeful. And nobody ain't gonna sit at no political rally while they have the business to go run. It's when you're idle and you have no really way out of those things that maybe or maybe not. So they deliberately keep the people as they are. You understand? They do more to the people than for the people. That's how I see it over the years.
Wow. Everybody, make sure you're following Grunt Godzilla right now on the Instagram and everything right now, because you got a plethora of songs. And I don't know if you hear me, but I'm a madman, you know, when it comes to dancehall. And when I hear this song in Jamaica right now called Firm and Strong, you know what I mean? I don't understand. Like, every time that song plays, you can just feel an energy inside the dance, that the dancers them start roll out with the dance. And I'm like a madman, because I have my whistling. I mean, I'm going like a madman inside the place.
No, that song is one of my best recording for the year. Yeah, for 2023, I think that's one of the best recording I released so far.
And tell me, how did that song come about, and what is it all about for those that have never heard it before?
Well, that song was just a song a producer came to me with the rhythm. And then the rhythm kind of bring that vibration, because I don't really to use these slow rhythms. That's why I end up have to sing out, because I can't get aggressive. And I'm an aggressor. You know, I'm aggressive singing. My style is... So I think about it, but it wasn't a love song to be sung on that rhythm. Because when you listen to the other juggling, it's more upfulness everybody's singing about, so... I think as the poor people, governor, you have to come with something to enlighten, uplift. So I said, all right, how am I going to do this now? But I'm never sang in that type of emotion. The range that I went in my life, it's serious. It's emotional.
Can we hear a little bit? Because I know a lot of people never heard it before. Can we do it right now?
Very touching.
Real quick.
True to myself, me love me life. Reach the heights. The way them chat about me, me still rise. Strength of my soul is within me eyes. When them a try use me, me use me mind. Fi fight the fight, dark like midnight with goals inside. Look at me now. Higher elevation we unlock. Kick off the door, bust the padlock. Cause we not care when them talk, I'm firm. I'm now we are the stress of me under. In my life, me a stay firm and strong. That don't mean me no have problem. That no mean people never do me wrong. Me hold my drive. Even when the rough road long, you're me firm and strong, firm and strong. Big, big tune.
Big tune. Absolutely incredible song. I'm telling you guys, make sure you're following at Specs the Boss. Make sure you're following at Grunt Godzilla right now. This is a, you know, a conversation I really wanted to have for a long time. And I know you got to go. I know you got to go. But there's ghettos. There's poor people. Depressed people, people going through a lot of mental health issues, especially within our community.
Yeah.
You know, people that don't know how they're going to pay their next bill, don't know where they're going to get that next food, don't know whether they're going to have their house or their residence tomorrow. You know, to that person that's listening in Toronto, Canada, right now, and anywhere and everywhere in the world at www.flow987.com. What is the message from Rodney Price, the Grunt Godzilla?
Well, the message is thus, stay strong. Firm and strong. That's it. Life is a struggle. You has to struggle. Just like when you struggle to come out your mother's womb. The first breath you take was a struggle to come out. So don't hide from your struggle. Just find ways to overcome them. And my struggles is my strength. I can't tell anyone that. If I never struggled the way I struggled, I couldn't be this durable. The struggle is not nice, but it's great to triumph the struggle. So that's the key. It's not the struggle, it's the triumphant over the struggle. So it's just stay firm and strong. Life is a struggle. If you don't want any struggle, just rest in peace, very peacefully.
Wow, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty killer. And I wish I got to, I'm going to try to extend my stay because I need to really have a proper conversation with you. But everybody follow Grunt Godzilla right now. I want everybody to, you know, take the video of the Instagram right now. And I want you to tag him because we want to show Bounty the powerful, you know, how powerful Toronto, Canada and that market, the fourth largest market in North America and probably in the top five of every consuming when it comes to music genre, especially reggae and dancehall. We want to start the petition, get him into Canada, you know, and make sure the right people hear this thing and show the power of Bounty Killer, because Bounty, what you've done, like, yeah, my DJ, you represent me. And when I started in the music business, because you started around the exact same.
Yeah.
And you've been fighting the fight and taking this thing, you know, from Super Bowl, you know what I mean, to the man we can't afford a ball, much less, you know, you've been really doing it. And you know, I just want to say respect. And I'm an emotional person. You know, people, you don't know. Every time I say Bounty,
make sure
heal up Bounty Killer anywhere me there in a dance. And sometimes it might take a few minutes because you might have to go through some dark con and through some real, you know, dog hot, dark fierce people to get to him. But I always make sure, because I know how important I am to Canada, to make those sacrifices and take that chance there. And you've always showed me love from day one, from Much Music,
when we were on Much Music on television
in Canada, you know, together. You know
that's
what I mean?
My biggest classic interview in the whole T,
shout
that
out
experience.
Master T.
Yeah, yo, that was the day.
For real, man. We shelled down the place.
Yo.
You know, so, you know, thank you for coming by. And, you know, any words for Toronto you want to let them know, and about the music, you know, where they can find the music and all that?
Well, my music is on all platform, but I just want to tell T that just keep it real and just keep dancehall alive, because there's a lot of obstacles dancehall facing at the moment. Teething process, but dancehall is dancehall, and T that has came a long way with dancehall. So just make T that know, say, we are forward. I haven't done anything But you know why? It's because of the American problem. So, you know, it's a whole collaboration thing, London and T-Dot. But as soon as America free up the thing, I shouldn't have no problem because I had no T-Dot problem. So T-Dot people know say we're come forward. So.
Anyone in Toronto specifically that you just want to say hello and hi to?
No, I just want to yell up the whole Toronto, the whole Canada, the whole T-Dot. How we that?
You want to say that I eat that?
Jay Will in the building.
All right, and Jay Will in the building is the person that helps to visualize Jamaica and spread the visuals of Jamaica to the world. We're going to talk to him
Jay
in a few.
Jay Will Flims in the building.
Just let them know, just in 20 seconds, you know, how important this man is to the industry. And his camera is the lens to the world, you know, from Jamaica to the world.
Well, he's the lens of Jamaica. Yeah, when it come on to the visual, if you know, then you know who's Jay Will. The type of works and quality and the class. Even the last Khalid video that we did, he was mainly the director, because that director was just directing the equipment, but he knows how to get the energy and the spirit and the vibes out of us, and he know exactly how Jamaica should look. He has it. He's the one with that next level IQ. And I'm not letting it, you know, the puss out the bag, but I'm gonna do look into my eye video. I told him, and he might think it's a joke. That song, 20 years after, we're gonna go visual with it. You know, and it's not even me I gotta be in it, it's mostly my vocals. We are gonna depict the song.
Wow.
Look into my eyes.
For real. And I had a
picture
bet
that song.
I had a bet visual. With somebody some years ago. And I said, Bounty did that song on Def Poetry Jam, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. You did it on Def Poetry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just went $100
in spoken words, yeah.
For real.
Yeah, but that song is very potent, yeah.
And important.
All right, when we break it down and take with the music and it still has the same cadence. If you check it, it don't make no difference. It does take out the dancing. But the whole story was the story, with the rhythm or without.
Wow.
And it's still one of my most potent song. That song, I've never performed 5 songs and I don't sing Look Into My Eyes. And I never change the rhythm. That's one I sang, I've never sung on a different rhythm. 20 years straight, I'm singing the same rhythm. And it never lose none of its touch.
Wow.
So that song need to come to life now.
You heard that.
And we're going to create history because people never seen that. You can't take up a song and put it visual 20 years after.
Wow. And it might skyrocket back to the charts, and that's what needs, because that is a song and a message that the world needs.
No, I say it under here, so you know I'm not joking, Jay Will. You start thinking about that treatment, please, sir.
You heard that, okay. Toronto. That is a tidbit. And another tidbit, Baby Sham Bounty Killer album. I'll leave that one there. Shout
oh, the EP. Okay, well, the EP. Yes, Bounty Killer and Baby Sham is working on an EP for Madhouse Record. Yesterday, we dropped another single.
With Dexter Dapps.
Yeah, the Dexter Dapps. And Bounty Killer and Baby Sham, the slow motion. Yeah, for the ladies. So just pay keen attention. It's gonna be a time bomb.
Are you guys hearing
time
the voice?
Time is coming.
You know what I mean? You have like a laugh, and then you have, it's gonna be like a time bomb. You know, Rodney Price, Grung Godzilla. And,
salute.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to Toronto right now. And
every time.
Wow. I don't know what to say. Everyone follow Grung Godzilla. You know, the king of Kingston, and, you know, look out for that. Because you sent me a plethora of songs. I've been hearing so much brand new Bounty Killers, and they're all...
I got a whole bunch of that. I just don't want to fill up your email one time.
No, put it up. No, I need them.
Cause... Not in one moment. In a little segment. You send a few. Well, only by music I work by, man.
All right.
And I'm working on a reggae album.
Yeah, I have a classic reggae great song, too.
That was a serious song. Too. I'm working on a whole lot of things because King of Kingston got put back. Some label problems and all these things. So that got put back on the back burner. We're working on the EP with Baby Sham. After that comes the reggae album. And then we decide if King of Kingston gonna just turn some single or gonna be my album still. Because I got so many
Catalan music.
I don't even know what to do with them sometimes. So we're working on the EP right now. And that's supposed to be out before summer. And then after we think about the reggae album. So a lot of projects going on. So the fans can just stay tuned. I'm active. 50 Caliber again. Salute!